Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, August 3rd, 1839, the Barbadian newspaper reported that Barbados was rocked by an earthquake the day before on August 2nd. In the wee hours of that Friday morning at 2:25 a.m., many were left stunned when a violent shaking was felt across the island. According to reports, seismic activity had been at an all-time high recently, with similar quakes being experienced across the world. The metropolis had certainly had her fair share, with tremors being recorded in North and West England. This was the case just a few weeks prior on June 19th in the British city of Lancashire. A low rumbling sound was first heard, followed by severe trembling. Cotton factories were rattled, machinery was shifted, and many homes reported that articles were thrown around and broken. However, there had been a similar incident much closer to home at the beginning of that year. On January 11th, around 6 a.m., persons in Barbados experienced what was referred to as one of the most awful and alarming shocks. The quake lasted for a long time, somewhere between 45 seconds to a minute, and moved from the north to the east. Many houses were aggressively shaken, buildings were damaged, and the nerves of many individuals rattled. Sadly, that fear was relived almost 8 months later, when the island was rocked once again. It was not certain what was the magnitude of this August 2nd earthquake, but most individuals felt sure that it was almost as severe as that occurred in January. No doubt, many were awoken out of their slumber by the rumbling sounds and violent trembles, which lasted approximately 30 seconds. Thankfully, no human injuries or deaths were reported, but some destruction was confirmed on at least one plantation. This was the Fairfield Estate in St. Philip, where the wall of the owner's mansion was damaged. However, the earthquake was also felt throughout the island, in Bridgetown, at Codrington College St. John, as well as in the parish of St. Lucy, so confirmed by the Barbadian on this day, August 3rd, 1839.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.